91.2 NM, we're catching up with Heidi and Vanessa from the Upper Hunter Community Services. How are we doing, ladies?
Well, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Looking forward to Easter?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I've got a bit of a lineup of eggs I think should have my name on them. So we'll see. It's not going to get me any thinner, but I'll enjoy it.
That's all right. There's the rest of the year to worry about that. That's after
exactly.
Easter. That's
my look, theory. I'll have an excuse after it, but that'll be fine.
All right, there is an Easter egg hunt that's happening today.
There is. So we're doing some Easter craft and Easter egg hunt over at Hunter Park Family Centre today. So that will kick off at 11 until 1 p.m. I have it on good authority the Easter Bunny will be popping in and there could be lots of fun to be had with the Easter egg hunt.
All right, so how does they just turn up?
Yeah, they could just turn up, or if they'd like to give us a call on 654 33 566 and just let Janelle know, and that way we can make sure everybody's catered for the craft.
To make sure that there's enough eggs?
Of course, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If I don't get to them first.
Heidi has a reputation with that. Heidi, there's an event coming up on the 22nd. What's that all about?
Ah, well, let me tell you, that is going to be fabulous. So it's a youth event. And just going on the end of Youth Week, and then we've got the end of school holidays. So the idea is just to obviously give something extra for the kids. There'll be bungee basketball, superheroes, sumos, putt-putt golf. We've got DJ Chum in the Heat coming for some music. We've got Aboriginal dot art with Vanessa.
Bad Butter Dreaming.
Thank you. And Cultural Cuts is coming to do haircuts for the last day of school. So get everyone nice and fresh to come in.
Get rid of those school holiday mullets.
Absolutely.
Short back and sides, back to school. That's how
that's not going to happen, but that sounds great. So that's 12 to 17-year-olds. What is asked when they come in is they will then they'll sign in.
Yep.
Plus give a guardian's name. So if something happens and someone, punches their lights out on the bouncing, boxing, however that works.
Accidentally.
Yeah. So we've got that contact there. And also to mention too, Domino's and Macca's have been wonderful. So there will be pizza and cheeseburgers on the day as well.
Oh, what time do I need to be down there for that?
Well, look, 11 to 3.
I might just miss out on the category of 12 to 17, was it?
Oh, we'll sneak in. You'll be right.
Yeah. Oh,
I know someone who knows someone, right, Beth?
Thank you very much. There's also a candlelight vigil, is it, on the 4th of May?
Yes, on the 4th of May. So that's the Shine a Light on domestic violence.
Yep.
So, and it's raising awareness. You know, in Australia, at least one woman is killed every week by an intimate partner, and children are also victims, in amongst this as well. So not only is it, I guess, around raising that awareness, but it is a remembrance day and for what has happened in that occasion, which sadly still happens.
Truly a blot on our society. Something definitely needs to be done about that.
Exactly. And that will be at the QE2 building, so just out the front there, and there'll be a bit of a supper as well. So it starts at 5 p.m.
Okay. And finally, there's a, Vanessa, to finish on a happy note, a playgroup on the 4th of May as well.
Yeah, so we have an all-new playgroup. So it'll be the big grand opening at 11 o'clock on the 4th of May. So that's over at Hunter Park Family Centre. So there's a free sausage sizzle, jumping castle, story time, arts and crafts, you name it, it'll be there. So, yeah, that will kick off and then it will run weekly after that.
Oh, plenty of fun to be had.
Yeah.
Vanessa, Heidi, thank you very much for joining us. You have a lovely Easter and we will speak again down the track.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Have a good day.